Good afternoon, everybody. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Item from the Smart Marriage Archive, January 2000. Lawyers can't cope as divorce epidemic sweeps the UK. Couples are rushing to find a new life in the new year, writes Hero Brown. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Bosnia, 1995, article from the New York Times. Refugee resettlement plans. The first phase of coping with the refugees will deal with about half of the 2.7 million refugees in Bosnia, living in temporary, sometimes difficult conditions, some for their fourth winter. Good tidings we bring to you and your king. There are still more than three dozen major conflicts, those with over 1,000 casualties, both military and civilian, raging around the world. Centre for Defence Information, January 2000. Peace on Earth and goodwill to men. Based on the Centre of Defence Information's latest analysis, the proposed $396 billion fiscal year 2003 Pentagon spending package exceeds that of the next 25 nations combined. That's an article from February 13th, 2002, from the Defence Information Centre. The Christian celebration of Christmas is a time portrayed as happy and jolly. The words from the Christmas carols I've just read out show it as that. I'd like you just to close your eyes and picture this. You're sitting in a nice, warm sofa. The fire is crackling and burning. There's logs on. You can smell the smell of it. In the corner, there's the pine tree. The smell of the pine tree is also mingling with the smell of the smoke. The room is beautifully decorated with tinsels and baubles and all the paraphernalia that we can see around us right here. Now, you're sitting there, you've got a nice glass of wine in your hand, the smell of cooking is coming from the kitchen, and the children are sitting around the bottom of the tree, opening their presents. It is family life at its best, according to this world. It is a warm, cozy picture, but it is a veneer. The God that this world serves is deceiving people, and he's doing it on a grand scale. One wonders why a God who sent his only son to die for us would have such a blatant contrast between the joy perceived in Christmas and the pain and suffering that we see around the world, should we care to look. Looking around the world, you would wonder if there is a loving God who would allow this. Let us look past the veneer of Christmas in this sermonette and take a sneak preview of the world that is the true God will once more instill onto this earth. He will create for his creation. His son will return to this earth with his government and his laws, and peace and harmony will flow through the entire universe like has never been seen before. So, while we're being bombarded by the hard sell, the Christmas carols, and the goodwill of Christmas, let's bring our minds back to the real story, the one the true God has already set out in motion for the universe. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. Let's turn to Micah chapter 4, please. Now, in Micah 4, while you're turning there, I'd just like to remind you of this $396 billion that the US spends on its defense budget this year. And that's just the figure that we're told about. There are some sources that say that it is a lot greater than that. So in Micah 4, verse 1, we'll just start reading just to get the lead into where we're heading. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So we see Christ has returned, and he has brought his laws and his statutes into place, and he is teaching the people. And he shall judge, in verse 3, between many peoples, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Just think how many pruning hooks and plows you could buy for $396 billion. O tidings of comfort and joy. Remember the Bosnian refugees in their fourth winter in temporary accommodation in the freezing cold? Just carrying on in verse 4. But everybody shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. I'd like you to turn to Isaiah 35, please. While we're turning there, as I mentioned earlier, the Bosnian refugee quote was 7 years old back in 1995. So to get some up-to-date statistics, I went to the BBC News website this week. I just had a quick look at the headlines on one of the pages. Under the section of severe drought and famine, the following were listed: Ethiopia, Eritrea, Mauritania, Angola, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Malawi, Lesotho, Swaziland. And if that was not enough, at the bottom of the page there was a link to more African stories. So in Isaiah 35, we will see how the veneer of Christmas is shattered and the beauty of the kingdom of God is actually in place. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. And they shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and the streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. This is what the world needs, not the famine aid that the world tries to give them, but never actually gets to the people who need it. This world needs this government, God's kingdom, to be in place. Not as we heard this week, how Nestle is going to be suing Ethiopia for $6.5 million for loss on a contract back in the 1980s. How sick and twisted has mankind got? Well, we've seen so far how the lyrics of two of the carols can be transferred to the kingdom. But thankfully, this last one, "We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year," will never be heard anymore. But under that heading, I spoke about divorce. What does God say about divorce in the kingdom of God? What does it say about domestic violence and child abuse? Did you know between the years of 1987 and 1997, child abuse reports in the United States increased 41%, and in the USA alone, over 3 million children were reported to the National Committee for the Prevention of Child Abuse. If you turn to Ephesians 5, we'll see what God says on the family structure that will be in place in the kingdom, because we've seen so far that it is God's laws and his government that leads to the peace. So we'll see here that keeping his laws and just these few verses here will lead to a family structure that is the way that God intended it. In Ephesians 5, verse 33, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Straight away, you've done away with any domestic violence and adultery that exists. Carrying on in chapter 6, verse 1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Just by keeping these, you've done away with child abuse, domestic violence, divorce, and strife in the family unit. At this time of year, when we are being bombarded with the Christmas carols and the tinsel and the decorations, let's look past the veneer, the veil which Satan has been allowed to drape over mankind's eyes, and let's focus on the real reality of this universe, not the veneer of Christmas and that we see around the world. As Mr. Armstrong used to say, we've seen the end of the story and we win.